Editing Gem here. Just a trigger warning, from about minute 9 to about minute 10 of this podcast, we talk about needles. And if that bothers you, then you just might want to skip that 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Gem.
And I'm Jules.
And I was just thinking, we just did a little bit recently, which you have just now heard, but that was like a week ago, about Jules switching up her lube routine for her dilating.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I just want to insert here, excuse the pun, oh my God, that I have changed it a little bit further because this sticky, slippery stuff, lubricant gel that I'm using, makes that little purple dilator almost useless. So I'm now going with just the blue and the green. I start off a little bit with the purple one, the smallest one, and I'm now up to the blue one most of the time and the green one to help enlarge myself. But this stuff is so good that the purple one really doesn't help me much.
Isn't that one supposed to be for length? For maintaining?
Well, but it's the same length as the blue one.
And you can get that one all the way in.
Oh, yeah. I've been able to get the blue one all the way in almost the whole time.
Oh, so the purple one's like not necessary.
Well, right. Originally, it was all I could do to get the purple one in. And I couldn't get the blue one in at all. And then, you know, eventually I got to it so I could tolerate the purple one pretty well and the blue one a little. And now the purple one is just, it's like, it gets me open in the morning.
It's not like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
I don't know what that is, but no.
That's how you describe a woman who's just really lost her elasticity. Yes.
Okay. I think it's from Family Guy, actually.
What I was thinking was that, so you changed up your lube, but now you're having this other problem.
Yeah, I just tonight noticed what I in the old days would have called an olfactory issue. It smelled bad. And I thought at first that one of the cats had pooped in the room, but it didn't really smell like that. And I realized that I might have
a yeast infection. So I wonder if it's coinciding with the fact that you...
Yeah, with the new stuff.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because you borrowed my dildo that one time.
I cleaned it before I used it.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Well, mm-hmm. You cleaned it after
I
you
cleaned
used it.
Yeah, I cleaned it before you used it, like before we moved.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I was trying to think where you might have picked up yeast. Or maybe it's just all that bread I've been making.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm currently looking at an article about preventing yeast infections with lifestyle and diet changes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to tell you to eat yogurt and take a probiotic, drink lots of water, make sure you don't wear panties sometimes, keep things really dry, and wear cotton panties. Am I missing anything?
Well, it's a long page and I haven't really started it.
Those are the things that I was told and I just couldn't stop getting yeast infections back in college.
Well, fortunately, I had already made an appointment earlier this week. I called and made an appointment to go into the doctor's office because I have now this new injectable estrogen, and they're going to show me how to inject it.
Ew.
Oh, I don't mind needles. And so I'm going to be in there anyway, and I can... You mentioned vaginal suppository for the yeast infection. And so I'm going to go into, you know, drugstore in the morning and get that.
I hope she looks at it for you.
Yeah.
And just to make sure everything is good, because you really should, especially with your first one, get an exam and see.
And we're not positive that's what this is, but...
Right, because it only smells. You're not experiencing other symptoms.
There's no pain and there's no itching right now. But on the other hand, I still have a lot of numbness down there, so...
Mm. Anyway, I just wondered if maybe the switch in lube could have caused it.
You know, I'm thinking that either the change in lube could have caused it, or behavioral changes that go along with the change in lube might have caused it. I don't know.
What behavioral changes are those?
Well, I'm dilating a little bit differently.
Oh.
I'm using the bigger ones more, number one. Mm. Number two, I tend to leave them in longer. Sometimes if I'm doing something interesting, reading a book or something, and the timer goes off I just lose track of the fact that the timer went off and I'll leave it in there for another 15 minutes.
Yeah, you should really be trying to keep it dry as much as you can in between.
Yeah.
It's like sitting in a wet bathing suit.
We're going to figure that out because I don't, the idea of keeping a vagina dry, of course. I'm not 100% sure about how to do that, but we're talking about the rest of the vulva.
Yes.
And so I got to pay more attention to that. You know, in my whole life, this is the first vulva I ever had.
Yeah, you have to learn to care for it.
And I really don't know that much about it. And we didn't talk about it at the doctor's. And my new provider, healthcare provider, and I didn't talk about it much. So I really need to look into this.
Well, we'll figure it out.
So ladies with neovaginas, I hope most of you have already dealt with this, but if you haven't, maybe something you should look into. And I hope you keep away from yeast infections. This article says that 75% of women will get a yeast infection at some point in their life.
Only 75%?
I think that's the number I saw.
Seems like it is a lot more than that. Maybe I just have really yeasty friends. Oh, and I got my testosterone. Excuse me. I got my testosterone dosage adjusted.
Yeah, tell us about that.
And the doctor, they checked my blood for all the things.
Yes.
And she said that my T levels were at a good level for someone who wasn't supplementing. And at the time, I really wasn't using my cream as much as I have in the past. So we talked about it and I kind of expressed that I might want to go up on my dosage. And she thought that sounded good. So now I'm on 2 milligrams instead of 1. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I use it for bottom growth. And so far, what did you say? It's like doubled in size?
I would estimate about that.
Yeah. So if you're looking for a little bit of bottom growth, that's what it's for. And you can ask your gynecologist to prescribe it. And it, I don't know, it just makes me feel happy. And also I noticed that, you know, maybe my face breaks out a little more. I do feel like I can build muscle more easily, which makes me feel really happy. I'll talk more about this when I can stop yawning every 2 seconds. I just wanted to give an update on vagina's situation. Both of them situations. Are you on Twitter?
No.
You are definitely on Twitter. Why don't you talk about that? She says and goes on Twitter.
I'm hanging on every word.
I pay rapt attention whenever you're speaking.
I'm hanging on every word.
It's not like it's information that you didn't
know. No, and you know something? It makes me very happy that we can talk about. I feel sometimes as though the trans feminine conversation drowns out the trans masculine conversation, and it makes me very unhappy. And of course, I've had radical changes to my body, and we've talked mostly about that, and that's fine, and it has its place. But the transgender experience is much, much larger than just the trans feminine experience. So I'm really glad we had a chance to talk about this.
I wish I could get a breast reduction. Well, just putting that out there.
Okay.
But I also wish I could lose 50 pounds and then I wouldn't need a breast reduction. They'd just be smaller.
Okay.
We should go for a walk tomorrow.
We should go for a walk tomorrow. The spring is coming. I'm you know me. I love to walk.
Okay.
So we'll do that. I had something else I wanted to talk about. Just that, I don't know, I guess maybe I've mentioned this. I'm switching to injectable estrogen, so we'll see how that works.
Yikes. Yeah. Needles, I don't like it.
Yeah, Jem's not a huge fan of needles.
I'm becoming more friendly with them.
Yeah, we work on that.
We work on that.
You know, I had a needle in my hand from Tuesday to Friday of the week I was...
That was very helpful to my exposure therapy.
Was it?
Yes, I looked at your hand a lot. And I went,
yeah.
And I remembered having one in my hand when I was giving birth.
Yeah, you know, it just became an irritant to me. It was just, you know, like going to get the COVID vaccine.
I mean, I voluntarily pay a woman to stick 20, 25 needles in me every week.
That's true.
And they just sit there for 30 to 45 minutes in my skin. If I think about it too much, it makes me very itchy and want to pull them out.
Jim goes to acupuncture every
week.
Monday or Tuesday?
Monday, yeah.
Every Monday.
And I get cupping also for my back.
Right.
So I always look like I've been attacked by an amorous octopus.
Yeah, or a salt monster.
If you watch Star Trek.
If you watch Star Trek, the original series. That's all.
That's all. Good night.
Good night.